Well, as always, we are so thankful to the Lord this morning for this opportunity, for another opportunity, another day to live for Him, another day to serve Him, another day to say thank the Lord for all He's done for us, for His love to us. I hope we will never come to a place in life where we forget or fail to thank the Lord for all He's done for us. The little burden that I felt the Lord gave me for today has to do with Thanksgiving. I'll write that title on the board. I feel like the Lord gave me this thought some time back. I've just kind of played it over and over in my mind a little bit. And I was talking to the Lord and meditating upon these things. And just recently, as I felt the Lord would have this for this morning or today, I felt that before we get into the thought of thanksgiving to God, that there's a little bit more in my thought process that came before the thanksgiving to God, and we'll speak just a little bit about that. I feel like, as the Lord spoke to me, that before thanksgiving to Him and before praise to Him, there is an importance of knowing and recognizing who we're speaking to when we speak to Him. It's importance of knowing and recognizing who God is. To know Him more than just knowing of Him, but to really know Him. And I've had some of these similar thoughts before, but I was reminded of a passage of Scripture in Philippians chapter 3, where Paul said, that I may know Him and the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of His sufferings being made conformable unto His death, that I may know Him. You know, we can know of God and we can know that that's who we're supposed to give our thanksgiving to, but Lord, help me to be able to know who He really is. Know who He is to me, what He means to me. I have often wondered and tried to wrap my head and my thoughts around who exactly is God. Who is this spirit, this being that we've read, we've heard about all our lives? Who is He? Who is He to me? Most people have a good and basic knowledge and understanding of who God is. And we know that God is good, and God is love, and all things good and right come from God. And it is easy to start our prayers out with, Lord, thank You for all the things, or thank You for all You've done. And the Scripture does say, in everything give thanks. That is the right thing to do. And I encourage each and every one, in everything give thanks. But Lord, help us to know and understand that when we do that, I've heard Brother Michael maybe say, not in these exact words, but how serious of a thing it is to know who we are bowing down before, who we are lifting our voices and making our requests known. Help us to know the importance of who God is and what He is. Jesus said over in John, Jesus said, and this is life eternal, that they might know Thee, the only true God. Lord, Jesus said that prayer for us, that they, that's You, that's me. Lord, help us to know who He is, what He means to me. Help me to recognize what He's done for me, to make it a personal relationship, what He has done, but not only what He has done, but Lord, show me what You still will and can continue to do. I've heard it said, I've heard just different ones say from conversations, oh, but you know, those relationships with the Lord or with God, it was just easier back then. You know, back in, let's say, Bible times, and men could hear God's voice in audible tones, and there were people who got to see Jesus in the flesh and speak to Him face to face and have those conversations. And yes, that would have been a special time. It seems like you could have really gotten to know Jesus and your Lord and your Savior. And it would just, I've had the thought that maybe, would it have been easier then if you could have been in His presence? But dear ones, today, that He still wants to have those relationships with us today. He still wants to have those same types of conversation. Even though we might not be able to see Him face to face in the flesh, we can still see Him. We can still know Him. We can still have the same type of relationships and hear His voice. Maybe not in audible tones, but we can still have that same connection that so many of these in the Scriptures had. God still wants a relationship with us, just as He did to them. He still wants to deal with and communicate in a way that's best for us. He did it for them. God's timing was perfect. God sent His Son then. But God still wants us in this day and time to have that relationship with Him as well. So thanksgiving to God. Why is it important to say thank you? Well, we have, in our day and age, our culture, I would say most, it's a good practice, it's a good habit we have formed, that when we say thank you, we are recognizing the source of maybe a blessing, the source of something pleasurable, something that someone has done for us. And we respond in a way to show our gratitude, to know that we appreciate that. That's why we say thank you. So giving thanks to God. Giving thanks to God is acknowledging God, that He is the source of all of our blessings. It recognizes that He has been so gracious and given me so many things and allowing me to be part of so many things. And the Scripture says to do it. So therefore, it's the right thing to do. It's what He wants us to do, is to lift our voices up in thanksgiving and praise to Him. And as children of God, as disciples of Christ, we, being in that time of His disciple or living in the way He wants us to live, we experience many things that make it, can we say, easier to show our gratitude and to show our thanks. It's easier to show gratitude and to give thanks when we're living in the experience that's pleasurable to us. And we do experience those things as children of God. But we don't always live in those pleasurable experiences. We, as humans, and as life goes on, we do have some, I guess we could call them low spots. I think of some of the, I like to call them Bible heroes. And I think of their relationship with the Lord and the closeness they had, the conversations they had with the Lord, just their lives and what they were able to accomplish with the Lord's help. I think of Joseph. and how God worked through Joseph. Joseph had a low spot in his life. His brothers turned on him. He was threw in the pit and sold into slavery. I think of Daniel. We read of Daniel how he loved to pray to his God. Daniel had a low spot. Daniel got thrown in the lion's den. You know, there are going to be things in times in life when things come against our flesh. When things are gonna be a little difficult. I think of the three Hebrew children got through in the fiery furnace. I think of Paul and the sufferings that he went through to be a disciple and a follower of Christ. Many who have experienced these things, and it's children of God. I don't believe it's any different. We're going to experience some things in life that might be tough to get through. But tough times and low places in life doesn't change who God is. Low places and tough times doesn't change that we should minimize our thanksgiving to Him, or that we should not give Him thanks, because He is one that no matter what we are facing, through thick and thin, that we should constantly give Him thanks. And I want to read a passage of Scripture in Psalm 77. This is the author of this found himself in a very, very low spot, a very desperate. I think I can say I've never been quite this low and this desperate in my life. And I prayed to the Lord that I would never be. It's very serious. But I'd like to read the first part of this, Psalms chapter 77, starting with verse 1. The author says here, he says, "I cried unto God with my voice, even unto God with my voice, and He gave ear unto me. In the day of my trouble I sought the Lord. My soul ran in the night and ceased not. My soul refused to be comforted. I remembered God and was troubled. I complained, and my spirit was overwhelmed. Selah. Thou holdest mine eyes waking. I am so troubled that I cannot speak. I have considered the days of old, the years of ancient times. I call to remembrance my song in the night. I commune with mine own heart, and my spirit made diligent search. Will the Lord cast off forever? And will He be favorable no more? Is His mercy clean gone forever? Doth His promise fail evermore? Hath God forgotten to be gracious? Hath He in anger shut up His tender mercies?" Oh, what a desperate place, and what a desperate time in life to have to go through and feel these feelings. This author writes, I cried out to God. I sought the Lord. And my sore ran in the night. My hands, that translates, my hands were outstretched before Thee. And what was the outcome? I cried, I sought the Lord. What was the outcome? My soul refused to be comforted. Not only did he not get the answers that he was seeking for, but it seems like he finds himself in a time of where there's no peace, there's no comfort, that maybe he is encountering only the silence of God. There's no response there. Have we ever been in those kind of times? We have gotten to the place where we feel like all is lost. No one understands. The Lord's the only one I can turn to. And I turn to Him and I plead my case and I cry before Him. And And maybe there's nothing. It goes on, and it just, the farther we go on, it seems like maybe the worse it gets. Verse 3, he remembers God. He complains. Thou holdest my eyes open, I cannot even speak. The more he begins to think on the things of God, the more his spirit seems to grow faint. And the remembrance of God not only brings him comfort, but has the opposite effect. Groaning with spiritual exhaustion. Just, what else do I do? There are some tough places. And again, I don't know if I've ever been in this tough of a place, but there may be some who have. There may be some who have gone through such dark times they didn't know if there would be a way out, if there would be an answer, or if there would be another side. But it doesn't stop there. The chapter goes on. I'd like to pick back up in verse 10. Verse 10 says, "And I said, this is my infirmity. This is why I find myself. But I will remember." And I believe that is so key. "I will remember the years of the right hand of the Most High. I will remember the works of the Lord. Surely I will remember thy wonders of old. I will meditate also of all thy work and talk of thy doings. Thy way, O God, is in the sanctuary. Who is so great a God as our God? Thou art the God that dost wonders. Thou hast declared thy strength among the people. Thou hast with thine arm redeemed thy people, the sons of Jacob and Joseph." That verse 10 says, this is where I find myself. This is the place I'm in. But I will remember. I remember hearing a message not too long ago about being able to remember. And I think that's where what I spoke to at the beginning of my thought about knowing God, knowing who He is, really getting a good understanding of who He is and what He is about and what He is to me. Because there are going to come times in my life and I'm going to find myself in places and situations that are going to be tough to get through, that are going to be frustrating to get through. And I'm going to have to know. I'm going to have to know where my trust is, where my faith is. I'm going to have something that I know about God that I can remember. I will remember. I will remember the years. I will remember the times that I begged the Lord to reveal Himself to me, that I came to the Lord and I said, "Lord, I need this, give me this." And Him, and His with His tender mercies, and gave me what I needed. And He showed me Himself, and I said, "Lord, thank You. Thank You, Lord, for showing me who You are through this Scripture. For with me going through these times, Lord, thank You, because there might come a time when You might cry and plead, and You might go through things in life that maybe you're not just able to see things as clear as You always see them. But if we can be at a place where we will determine to remember." Verses, it goes on and says, "I will remember, I will meditate, I will consider, in spite of everything I have experienced." This writer, this author is not going to give up. He finds himself in a difficult situation, a lonely, a desperate situation, but yet he is determined to think about God and to talk of his doings, and acknowledges how great God is. "In the midst of my difficulties, in the midst of my trials, that I will determine to give God the thanks. I will meditate of thy work and talk of all thy doings." You know, I think of all the victories that If you find yourself in a place today that you can say that I am saved, I'm sanctified, I am where the Lord wants me, the Lord has been blessing me, and that's the I'm close to the Lord, I'm walking in His footsteps, and if that's the place you find yourself in today, think about where He has brought you from up to this point. And think about some of the victories that you've had, and some of the healings and some of the miracles that you've had, and how you came to know God through those things. Dear ones, God wants to continue for us to have the victories. But we can't continue to have the victories if there aren't battles and tough places in life to go through. We can't just wake up day after day, day after day, and have a victory every morning waiting on us when we get out of bed. That's not the way victories work. No, but the Lord has been faithful to us. He has kept us. He has given us the victories. He has given us those healings. He has given us those miracles. He has, as His children, as being His child, thank the Lord for bringing us through those places. You know, if the healings were to stop today, if the miracles were to stop today, if the physical part of me felt, if we had nothing more, if I felt no more healings from here on, if I found myself in a barren place, in a desert place with no food, no water, no roof over my head, and it's just me, nobody, nothing else around, that would be a tough place. That would be a difficult place to find ourselves in. But being in that place doesn't change who God is and what He's already done. What He's already done is worth thanking and praising Him for the rest of our lives. Verse 15. With thine arm, you redeemed thy people. And the rest of that chapter goes on to say, the writer reflects on the experience of how God led Israel out of captivity into redemption. He took them out of Egypt and delivered them through the Red Sea. And I think how important that is, and how important that is to it's a very important part of history. But I believe we have a greater reminder of what that represents. He says, "Thou hast redeemed thy people." You know who thy people are? Thy people is thy people from the past, but thy people is you and me today. And no matter where we find ourselves in life, this right here is what we owe all praise and thanksgiving to God for. "For thou hast redeemed thy people." That's talking about me. I have been redeemed. You have been redeemed. The work of Jesus that He did here on earth, and then when He went to the cross and He redeemed us from our guilt and our sin and gave us the opportunity to have eternal life. I think of the song that says, "Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole." We're going to go through some difficult, some tough times, some frustrating times. I look around the last several months, how frustrating things have been, and how difficult it makes things, and how inconvenient it makes things, and how it it opposes my flesh a little bit when maybe we can't do the things that we used to do, and we can't be in our routines. It gets frustrating. And then it goes much, much deeper than that. That's just things of the flesh. That's just things that war against the flesh and that I wish was different. But then there are also places, there are some dark places that, yes, even the children of God can find themselves in. Some desperate places in life. Thank God for the help that He has given us. Thank God for the help that He is going to continue to give us through those times in our life. But most of all, if I were to lose all of that, and if I had to experience that for the rest of my life, because I don't know what's going to happen, I still have something to thank the Lord for. I still have a reason to lift my voice up in thanksgiving and praise to the Lord, and that is, Lord, thank You for the work You've already done. Thank You for Your redemption, for redeeming me, for going to the cross for me. Thank You, Lord, that I am saved. And to be in that place, dear ones, we're going to have to know who He is and what He is about. And it all ties in together. And what He did for me, I'm going to have to understand that. I'm going to have to understand what that work that He did on that cross, what it meant for me today. Here, me, myself in the flesh today, and you in the flesh today. I have to know. I have to understand it. There will always be a reason. Always be a reason to lift our voices up in praise and thanksgiving to God. May the Lord help us to give Him the thanksgiving and the praise that He so much deserves. We will never, never be able to thank and praise Him enough for what He's already done. Continue to do what the Scripture says. In everything, give thanks. In everything, give thanks. Continue to thank Him for the days, for the beautiful days, for the rain, for life and for breath. But don't forget what He did for you. If you're a child of God, don't forget what He has done for you in your life when He went to that cross. Thank the Lord for all He has done. Thank the Lord for saving our soul and making us whole. Know in your heart what it means. I do appreciate your time and attention this morning and ask for your continued prayers.